Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Good morning. And to those of you joining us locally, good afternoon. And there's time zones across the country. This is Health by Design radio program. We welcome you to today's broadcast in health. And this month is National Minority Health Month. And we'd like you to join in. We'll be having a special guest joining in with us as well, Dr. Vera Stevens, a longtime health and wellness educator in Dade and Broward County. You know, National Minority Health began 100 years ago as the National Negro Health Week. In April 1915, Dr. Booker T. Washington dispatched a letter to the leading African-American newspapers proposing the observance of National Negro Health Week. Health was the key to progress and equity. Without health and a long life, all else fails. He called the local health departments, schools, churches, businesses, health professional and professional associations, and the most influential organizations in the African-American community to pull together and unite in one great national health movement. The observance grew into what today is a month-long initiative to advance health equity and health awareness across the United States and on behalf of all, now all racial and ethnic minorities are included in National Minority Health Month. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. We're going to give you a little bit more information on who represents this group, what it is that you can do, how we can affect change, and how we can also demand change and work together and unite together in this quest for better health for our community. I am your host, Saret Sands, and you know, God wants your whole in every area. I hope you believe that today, beloved. And again, you're tuned in to Health by Design radio program, and where we aim to lift you up in three dimensions of health, spirit, soul, and body. Again, join us today as we discuss this issue and what we can do and what can be done to improve health and minority health and wellness in our communities. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, Radio Listen audience. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Saret Sands, and we are talking today, and back this month, we'll be addressing National Health, Minority Health Month, and this began, of course, 100 years ago as the National Negro Health Week, as we discussed before. We want you to tune in. We want you to tune up. Have someone give us a call. Call in 718-508-9457. We do believe in interactive broadcasts and discussions where you can participate as our radio listening audience. And tell others and tell somebody. Today's topic, again, we're talking about minority health and wellness. More specifically, how is it that we can accelerate health equity in our communities and, of course, on a broader scale, the nation as a whole? I'll give you a few facts and statistics, and as we will continue our broadcast here, and again, we have a special guest, a speaker today, a health educator, someone who is very instrumental and very involved in health and wellness in our community. Some of the facts and statistics, we know that in the minority community, there's a high percentage of premature deaths than average norm in the nation. There are also prevalence of higher obesity rates. There's also a decrease in the health care quality and the quality of life. Now, that might be economically related to finances, but we'll explore a little bit further as we go along here in the broadcast. Also, it's been noted that there is a higher than average crime. So the component of crime and the effect that crime has on our communities is all something that will have to be considered. Of course, crime often leads to violence, which often leads to death, not what we want when we're promoting health. Also, there is still a disproportionately higher infant mortality rate for Black and African American population than other regions and compared to the white population. So we definitely want to explore what are some of the causes for this. We want you to interact and participate. We want to give you information. Again, this is a national initiative whereby you can participate locally, at your local level, at your regional level, and at the state as well as in the national community. And we'll give you some tools and resources to do that. You can also call Alpha Health and Nutrition, and we'll be glad to also partner with you and work as we also sincerely believe that our nation can, health can be improved, but we want to start with you, each and every one of us, on an individual basis. When we come back from the break, we're going to address certain questions as well that you may have when it comes to health. You know, what have you found in your community, the community that you serve and work, play, or live in? Why do we still see such disparities in our communities? As well as what can we do about improving the health and wellness of our communities? We'll come back from the break. We will be welcoming in our special guest, Dr. Vera Stevens of Stevens Health and Nutrition. We're so glad to have her with us today. But please do invite others to tune in today. Invite others to listen in, part of the broadcast in health today. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back to Health by Design radio program, your broadcast and health talk today. And I'm your host, Sarette Sands. I'm really passionate about this subject, and I'm really passionate about others that want to individually improve their health within a group, within a community, and then within a nation. But we thank you for tuning in today. Continue to tune in, and we'd like to have you partner with us and continue to support what we do. We're your partner in health. I'm going to give you a brief statistic as well, just briefly. In Broward County, or in the Tri-County area in South Florida, a recent statistic talks about the fact that in the past 30 years, the number of children at an unhealthy weight has doubled in the U.S., while the prevalence among adolescents has quadrupled. Unhealthy weight in children increases the likelihood of unhealthy weight in adulthood. This can lead to serious health conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, which we're going to be talking more about that in some of our classes. I would like you to go ahead and invite you right here to sign up for some of our health and wellness classes that will be coming up through Alpha Health RX. And so some of the things that unhealthy weight attributes to is the heart disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and cancer. Of course, the Department of Health, for example, in the Gulf Coast area, which will be on the Tampa area, they have, you know, initiated certain projects, early childhood education project, where you can partner with them. There's also other initiatives, and there's initiatives in your local county. But again, we were going to be able to talk a little bit more about that. Today, thank you for tuning in, Radio Listeners. Today, we have with us our special guest, Dr. Vera Stevens. Dr. Vera Stevens is a longtime champion of health and wellness in the Tri-County area, particularly Broward and Dade County. Not only that, Dr. Stevens hosts nutritional health and wellness classes and particularly nutrition classes that are aimed at changing and transforming how you understand what you eat, why you eat, and what is the impact, and making healthy food choices. Not only that, when you part in Dr. Stevens' health and nutrition classes, you will receive a diploma. Yes, not just a piece of paper, but you heard me correct. You will receive a diploma and a graduation ceremony with pomp and circumstances, because that's how passionate Dr. Stevens is about your health. And she also is the founder and an advocate for women and their health, and particularly her Battered and Abused Women and Girls program annually supports and it impacts that community as well, promoting health and a shelter and a place of safe haven for women and children. Please connect with Dr. Stevens at your earliest convenience so that you can also have a partner in health and wellness in the community. Radio listening audience, I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast, Dr. Vera Stevens. Hello, Dr. Stevens. How are you today?
Well, good afternoon, Minister Fans. How are you today?
Excellent.
Hello.
Dr. Stevens. Again, today we're addressing the topic is Minority Health Month, of course. And, you know, we realize that there's still disparities with regard to minority health and wellness. And I know that you are championing for that, and you are advocating and also participating in ways to improve health in our community. We looked at a few questions that we wanted to have addressed today. What have you found in the community with regard to health and wellness, the communities that you serve currently? What have you found, and what do we still see as a area that needs to be addressed and disparities in our community today with regard to minority health?
Well, yes, I've seen throughout our counties and our community with a lack of nutrition with our residents and families. Basically, the number one is overweight, obesity with our children. And, you know, even in the schools and our homes, of course, you know, it starts at home. And I've seen that, and of course, you know, you see that every day all around us, surrounded by all of our, you know, people, different races and different nationalities, high blood pressure, as well as diabetes, heart disease, and all of those health issues ties into a lack of healthy nutrition, a good eating habit. And with our children, if we don't train and teach our children, then they're not going to know how important it is for good nutrition. And, of course, you know, with the parents, if the parents don't have the training and the education on healthy eating habits and how important it is for our children to eat healthy. Of course, you know, all of these things has to start at home. But in order for it to start at home, the family, the parents, has to be educated so they can, you know, have the full knowledge of teaching the children and their neighbors and whoever they come in contact with how important it is, you know, to eat, you know, healthy. I'm not talking about just eating right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about eating healthy, because eating right and eating healthy is two different words. If you're talking about eating right, you're talking about eating, you know, three meals a day, or eat when you're supposed to eat because you need to live to eat. And when you're eating right, you just grab a meal. But eating right is eating at appropriate time. Eating healthy is a different word. Eating healthy is eating healthy at all times, changing your lifestyle, changing the food that's in your diet for life, not just eating, you know, because you need to eat. It's eating healthy because you need to live. So this is what we are working on, and this is what I've seen in our communities daily, where our kids are obese and the parents are obese, and they're thinking, okay, well, you know, it's okay. Some parents think just because, you know, the child is overweight, that child's supposed to be overweight. But, of course, that is not the, that's not true, you know, where the child needs to be over, supposed to be overweight. But no, the parents need to be educated on, you know, a healthy lifestyle.
Well, my goodness, that is such an eye-opener. And as you were speaking, you know, you emphasize, you know, just not eating, you know, you emphasize eating right and understanding that, eating and eating is eating healthy as well. And I know a lot of times when they come to your class, when a person interacts and comes into your class, they will learn about, and if you want to talk, just talk a little bit about understanding how to read and interpret food labels. And, you know, when you're going into the grocery store and hopefully gravitating towards the fruits and veggies and the healthier foods is what we, you know, also encourage, is that you would also learn to read your food labels and understand what it is that you are looking at and what it is that you are, you know, seeing on your food labels, the ingredients and those kind of things as well. I'm going to have you address that, you know, the component of understanding and reading food labels and understanding what it is you eat. I wanted to also, I was hearing you speak about obesity and, you know, the prevalence. We talked about the prevalence of obesity and effect of how much that is contributing to, and our listeners understanding that being, we talk about normal weight. When we talk about, you'll hear about body mass index today, and that has to do with your, what's the normal weight for you at your height? Where should you be? And, you know, so you have what you call the normal weight, and then you have what we call overweight, and then we have what we call obese. And so we are talking about obesity today and understanding. Now, if you're overweight, and that has to do, for example, if a person is over 50, BMI of 25 to 30 is normal and healthy depending on their height. Between 25 and 30, it could still be normal, okay, but then anytime you go over 30 for your BMI, then you would be in the obese range. So a little bit of education will be aimed at not in this hour, but we aim to have a little bit of better understanding of what, you know, is obesity as well. And, you know, in some countries, believe it or not, there is an issue of being underweight, but the statistics and the research in America, our primary issue is being overweight. But Dr. Stevens, I'll let you talk a little bit about the understanding of the food labels, reading the food labels when persons are shopping, trying to gather their foods and how to make proper choices. And, you know, I just wanted to address a little bit about obesity and, you know, overweight. But there's still this, actually, although if you're overweight, that's the place where you want to start to, because the normal weight, you know, of course, the BMI maximized on the higher end, about 25. You go overweight when you range between 25 to 30, depending on your height, a few things. But anytime you reach over 30 for your body mass index, you are now in the, and now they're getting very technical now because we have obesity class 1, 2, and 3. But Dr. Stevens, back to you as far as the food labels and other commentary. Okay, so Dr. Stevens, with regard to reading food labels and those things that would be necessary for our listeners, I want to go ahead and have you address that at this time.
Well, yes, as you mentioned earlier, and how we do this with our nutrition class, we teach word by word, line by line, and we have a manual, a workbook that every student, you know, uses to understand the importance of, you know, reading food labels, the basic of nutrition, eating vitamins and minerals. So what we do is we teach them, because first of all, we teach them how to read the food labels. In order to do your grocery shopping, you know, to make better choices when you're doing your grocery shopping, and to change, you know, the food that's in your diet, you must know, you must learn how to read the food labels. So this is one of our steps where we teach our students how to read the food labels. So once they go in the grocery store, you know exactly what's in the food and what's, you know, what to look for, how to look for the sodium, the salt, the fat, the sugar, and so on and so on. So, and the amount that your body needs per day, and in order to, you know, not go over the amount, just say for instance, salt. You need to know the amount that your body requires per 24 hours. So, and if you read in the food label, it will tell you exactly how much sodium or how much salt is in that food per ounce or per pound or whatever. So this is why we teach our students the how to read the food labels, so they can better make better food choices. And once you learn how to read your food labels, it will definitely help you to make better food choices, not only when you go to the grocery store, but when you're dining out or going to parties or different occasions, anything like that. So it will help you to be alert and know what's in the food and what shouldn't be in the food. So this is the importance of learning how to read food labels.
Well, excellent, Dr. Stevens. That is so important. And coming to your class and understanding how to read labels and food labels, I'll tell you that reading food labels, by the way, listeners, is not necessarily an easy task at all. I have, for example, a bottle of creamy dressing, Great Value brand. Well, not to promote any particular brand, but, you know, just for example, the ingredients, which, by the way, sometimes is in very small print. So when Dr. Stevens is talking to you about, you know, this has to go into your body. So as soon as you get this bottle of Thousand Island dressing, get your salad all prepared, and you get ready to pour this on top, what exactly are you putting on top of your salad? Well, I read here, high fructose corn syrup. Right away, I think some bells go off in my head, and I think we'll have Dr. Stevens address that as well. But one of the things is with high fructose corn syrup is that that's a super high refined processing of a syrup. It's not, you know, the type of syrup that you might drink, like a maple syrup you might use. But this is a highly processed, super hydrogenated, well, that's why they call it high fructose, because that's what it is. It's high in a very high refined processed sugar that your body does not metabolize well at all. And this is where we touched briefly on something called metabolic syndrome. We're not saying that you will go right into metabolic syndrome, but you will cause your body, your insulin, and all your metabolic functions to be overtaxed as they try to get rid of this high fructose corn syrup. Now, all things in moderation. Again, we're not saying you go out and buy this bottle tomorrow. You have a major problem on your hand. But over time, these are the things that you need to become educated back about. And, you know, some of the other few other ingredients, lactic acid and color and potassium, sorbate and all these things. Just looking at this bottle, I want to drop it like it's hot. But anyhow, Dr. Stevens, you know, maybe you could just share a little bit more about.
Well, yes, as you was talking about the ingredients and that. Even once you, now this is one way when you get started. If you look to the very top, where it talks about the amount of fat, the amount of salt, sodium, the amount of sugar, because I know some salad dressing, if it doesn't say light salad dressing, if you look to the top where it says, it might say for sodium, I'm just using the word 1,000 or 10,000, I mean 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Well, then, if you see something says that, 10 or 15 grams of fat, you know right then that is it. You don't need to buy that because it has too much fat, it has too much sodium, and as you read the ingredients in the paragraph of the ingredients, it will tell you what type of sodium that's in that. It might tell you monosodium glutamate. That's the reason why the sodium contents are so high, because it has monosodium glutamate, meaning that that's a different salt. It's like five different salts that they're putting into these foods in order to preserve it. So if you see a large number like that, you know right then that is entirely too much fat or too much salt. So you don't need to read any more. You need to just put it back on the shelf, not being mean, mm-hmm. but put it back on the shelf and look for something says light. And once you see something says light, then you read from there and go on.
Wow. So much to be gleaned, so much to be learned, audience. When we come back from our break, I'm going to allow you listeners to get the information from Dr. Stevens, because you might want to join in to the next class. And she'll tell you how often they're offered. They're offered a few times a week. When I come back, I'll give you just a little bit of information about something taking place in April 5th. There will have Health Equity Day will be celebrated, and you know, it's an all-inclusive initiative recognizing and reflecting on the need to achieve health equity in the United States. And Health Equity Day is intended to raise awareness about health disparities in the U.S. and the role that social determinants of health play in health disparities. The goal is also to achieve equity. After all, inclusive health and social and the social system would be better, and then, you know, promote healthy communities and equity in communities. And I like this term. I actually like this term, health equity. We talk a lot about equality and equity in different areas and disparities, but in terms of health, I like that. So, you know, we all have the right to be healthy. We all have the opportunity, especially in America. You should not be limited by your socioeconomic status, but you should have the right to pursue health and wellness in every area of your life, because it's your God-given right, we believe. Again, radio listener audience, enjoy this topic. We'll come right back. We may not be able to include all today, but we will, in fact, continue in this broadcast in this subject matter throughout the month, and we ask you to join in, please.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, radio audience. We really thoroughly enjoyed coming to you, bringing to you this health, this information, this empowering session for you to take control and take authority, because God wants you whole in every area. We're just about out of time. Again, we really enjoyed this thoroughly today, but we want you to allow you to get the information from Dr. Stevens as we get ready to close the broadcast. Dr. Stevens, final thoughts, and how do they get in touch with you and become a part of this class?
Well, yes, our next class, our next nutrition class will start July. We would love to have you to attend our classes. Our classes are free. You can call us outside of the area, 1-877-912-5433. If you are inside of the area, 954-964-5477. Or you can email us at StevensHealth2000@gmail.com.
Well, great. Again, if you did not capture all of that, you can go back and listen to this radio broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/AlphaHealth. Please join us next week again as we continue this month-long discussion. There's much more to share. There's much more to participate in. But again, I thank you for tuning in, Radio Listening Audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.